Weather conditions in the Midwest will continue cool for several more days, with the next round of actual cold air likely to occur over the weekend. We'll see frost and freezes occurring throughout all of the region and working its way southeastward into the Carolinas and Virginia, where more damage will be done to fruit and vegetable crops in that area. Most of the wheat in the heart of the Midwest is not far enough along to be seriously impacted by the cold that's coming up. The biggest concern, of course, is the lowering of soil temperatures and less favorable for the corn planting process and certainly seed germination. The concern also is that after this cold bout of weather takes place, any seed that's in the ground will then be subjected to a large amount of moisture. It looks like rain will likely occur in quite a bit of the Midwest as we get from Sunday into Monday. And during that time period, we should pick up on enough precipitation to soak the ground once again and probably have saturated soil conditions across parts of the region. Sunday, we'll probably see the rain from Missouri to Michigan. On Monday, it'll be mostly Missouri into the Ohio River Valley. 3/4 of an inch, 1.5 inches of rain will be most likely. There will be potentials for more than 2 inches in a few spots. The precipitation after a period of cool weather and lighter amounts of moisture will likely keep the Midwest rather wet. And with the temperature still being cool, we're not going to see a lot of aggressive field work or quick drying take place for a while. But all that will change as we get to the middle part of next week. After the storm system passes Sunday and Monday, we'll move into a period of drier and eventually warmer conditions. It will last for about 5 days, and hopefully we'll get enough drying to occur on Tuesday or Wednesday of next week that farmers could get into the fields for 2 or 3 days with aggressive field progress possible. That's going to be the best window of opportunity for getting into the fields and planting the first round of significant corn, and we'll be watching for that rather closely. The models are a little bit less believable after we go beyond that period of time. There's not a lot of confidence in the outlook, but it looks like we will go back into a wetter biased pattern again. This will be after the 17th of the month, and we'll probably see waves of precipitation still impacting portions of the Midwest, and our temperatures will probably still be a little bit warmer biased than they have been this week, but they'll be cooler than they will be during the latter part of next week and the following weekend. Well, our temperatures across the region will be quite a bit on the cool side here for the next few days, and that's not really any different than what we've talked about previously this week. We'll look for the afternoon highs across the area, holding mostly to the 40s and 50s. The exception will be in the northern half of the Great Lakes region, where some 30s are likely today, and we'll look for temperatures in the 60s in Kansas and Missouri and parts of Nebraska. And then tomorrow afternoon, we'll look for those temperatures to again be 30s and 40s in the northern part of the Midwest, mostly 40s and 50s in the south. Again, 60s will be still possible in Missouri and Kansas. And as we move further out in time, we'll see one more day of this, probably Saturday afternoon, and we'll warm up real briefly on Sunday and then allow that next wave of coolness to move across the region on Monday, and then finally we'll see a little bit better opportunity for warming after that. Hopefully we'll get the warm-up to take place rather significantly in the second half of next week, but early projections suggest midweek temperatures next week will only be in the 50s and 60s. That's not quite the kind of aggressive drying that we might need after the bigger rains that occur early in the week. Well, the forecast in hard red winter wheat country looks very promising, with 2 storm systems over the next 10 days. The first one occurs Sunday and Monday. That will bring a 60-65% coverage. It won't rain much in the southwest part of the plains. And the second event occurs at the end of next week through the following weekend, and that one at least holds some promise of better coverage, but I'm not convinced that the rain totals will be enough to pull them out of the drier bias that some areas continue to be in today. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.